Leighton Beard joins us now, speaking for the Automobile Association of South Africa. Yesterday, Judge Claassen in the North Gauteng High Court declared that the ARTO Act and an amendment to the Act are unconstitutional. And this is the Act that has been trialed, apparently not to great success, in Gauteng, and has been attempted to be trialed in the Western Cape, and the Western Cape authorities at provincial and city level have said, no way, not while we are in charge. And Leighton, good morning. The verdict was on very narrow grounds that the ARTO Act infringed on local government and provincial government competencies, and that is unconstitutional. There was nothing about the advisability of the demerit system or some of the other aspects. So it was very narrow, and it was just about constitutionality.
Yes, it was. And I think that that's a very important point. I mean, the constitutionality of it was, as you said, on a very specific point. Having said that, the AA has raised for several years various issues regarding things like the implementation of the points demerit system and how that's going to work. But at the end of the day, John, obviously we're happy that the entirety of the Act has been declared invalid, because I think whether it's on that point or another point means that South African motorists have been spared the implementation of this very flawed Act, which would, in our view, have led to a lot more chaos than created solutions for the problems that we have on our roads.
Is it your view, the view of the AA, that the demerit system has no merit at all, or it is simply that the demerit system has been poorly applied in the trial that has been run in Gauteng over the last several years?
In 1963, the AA was one of the first organizations in South Africa to suggest the introduction of a points demerit system. We've pointed to various examples throughout the world where a points demerit system actually works very effectively. And the point of the points demerit system, if you excuse that pun, is to reduce road carnage, to improve road safety, and if implemented correctly, can actually lead to that and assist in the promotion of road safety. So our view currently is that the legislation that has been put forward is flawed. The points demerit system in its current guise will not work. It's geared towards revenue collection and not promoting road safety. So in total, when we look at the Act and all of the constitutional issues with it, the issues around whether it is promoting road safety or not have also come to the fore. And we've raised concerns about that. So in answer to your question, we're not opposed at all to the introduction of a points demerit system. In fact, we support it and we would like to see it introduced. But in its current format, no. What the government has put on the table is not workable and cannot work. So it does require a complete rethink. And we hope at some point that a points demerit system in South Africa is introduced, because it can obviously, in our view, assist in the promotion of road safety.
Yeah, I think it was in the response to yesterday's judgment from the Road Freight Association that the contention was made that the ARTO Act in its current form and the way it has been trialed in practice in Gauteng has been more about revenue raising than about road safety.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we made the point in the press release that we issued as well, John, that, you know, in those two areas in Joburg and Tshwane, we can't see where the implementation of ARTO has actually led to the saving of one life. And that really is the critical issue here. We want legislation that is going to punish people who are offending, punish them effectively, give them a points demerit for whatever infringement they incur. The punishment needs to fit the crime, which the current legislation does not. You get 5 demerit points for not wearing having a license, but you get 1 for not wearing a seatbelt, and that's completely skewed. So yes, I mean, we certainly support that view of the Road Freight Association, and it is essentially one of the pillars on which we also argued against ARTO, that it was all just about how much money can we get rather than how many lives can we save.
Thank you very, very much indeed. Leighton Beard speaking there for the Automobile Association of South Africa.